At 9 a.m. on Friday, September 21, 2001, nearly 10 days to the minute after two planes had crashed into the World Trade Center on the orders of Osama bin Laden, his half-brother Abdullah interviewed me in Midtown Manhattan to see if I could save the bin Laden name. When a family intermediary called me earlier in the week, I thought it was a sick joke. I've spent decades working with some of the most likable people in the world. Suddenly, the bin Ladens? I'd been running a communications and political consulting firm on Wall Street in Manhattan, a short walk to Ground Zero. Although I hadn't left my apartment in Brooklyn Heights that day, the stench of fire and atrocity would waft across the East River to engulf our neighborhood for days. I couldn't open my apartment window without sobbing. Also working near the Trade Center were my father and my cousin Maxine. They were already at the office. Soon after the first plane hit, Dad and Max joined the petrified crowd on the street that funneled into a massive bunker under the Chase Manhattan Bank complex. My relatives emerged all right, but like many other New Yorkers, I had family and friends who lost loved ones. We were, all of us, a devastated people. The call from Abdullah bin Laden's intermediary came a couple of hours before I headed to synagogue for Rosh Hashanah, during which we Jews recite prayers highlighting our millennia-long attachment to Israel. America's support for Israel had prompted bin Laden to declare war on the United States in 1996. I told the intermediary to call me again after the holiday. As I sat in synagogue over the next couple of days, wondering whether that first call was real, I considered what it would be like to meet a bin Laden at my office, which survived miraculously intact. As bin Laden entered my office, he would be greeted by the watchful eyes of Theodore Herzl, the founder of Zionism, the movement that created the modern state of Israel. His eyes guarded the doorway from a portrait above my desk. On another wall hung framed copies of laws I helped to write that advanced the civil rights of women, people of color, and my own LGBTQ community. It all begged the question, why on earth would the bin Laden family seek advice from a gay Jewish Zionist? In its coverage of my encounter with bin Laden, the European edition of the Wall Street Journal described me as having a track record of support for Israeli causes. As if I weren't improbable enough, I had begun preparation to attend rabbinical school, where I continue my studies to this day. A friend of a friend told me he was friends with someone who was friends with Abdullah bin Laden. Only 6 degrees of separation lay between Osama and me. With Rosh Hashanah over, Abdullah and I met that Friday morning not at my office, but in the lobby of the Intercontinental New York Barclay Hotel on East 48th Street in Manhattan. Abdullah, a student at Harvard Law School, had flown in from Boston. He brought two colleagues from the family conglomerate, the Saudi bin Laden Group, which uses a different English spelling of the surname. All four of us were dressed in dark suits and conservative ties, blending in among the corporate types in the heart of Midtown Manhattan's business district. Abdullah had large, piercing eyes, impeccable manners, and seemingly Parisian elegance. As we sat down in the hotel dining room, none of the other diners realized a bin Laden was now among them. Abdullah said he had met Osama only 5 times, most recently in 1989 at the funeral of one of their older brothers. As Abdullah continued, I believed he had nothing to do with 9/11. He was pro-America and fully westernized and wanted Saudi Arabia to enter more egalitarian times. And the circumstances supported him. First, Osama was one of an estimated 53 siblings and half-siblings from various mothers across a family of hundreds scattered around the world. Second, the bin Ladens had repeatedly distanced themselves from Osama, including after the 1998 terrorist attacks on U.S. embassies in Africa just 3 years earlier. After we had sized each other up for about a half hour, Abdullah got to the point. He had heard I was not afraid of big challenges. As a congressional staffer, I had taken on terrorists who bombed abortion clinics and helped to write a law instituting tough criminal penalties. I had taken on the National Rifle Association to stop convicted spouse and child abusers from owning guns. As a communications strategist, I had confronted Exxon by running the press operation for the fishermen and women in Alaska whose livelihoods ended with the Valdez oil spill that devastated the environment and the Alaska fishing industry. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, the Torah instructs us in Hebrew, justice, justice, you shall pursue.